T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So good morning. My name is Alex Morello, and I'm the Executive Director for the American Red Cross Western New York Chapter. I want to first thank everyone for braving the snow today and joining us this morning for this exciting announcement. With weather like this, it's always nice to think about summer ahead. 20 years ago, the Western New York Chapter started a small new fundraiser called the Mash Bash. Based on an old TV show, less than 100 people spent an October evening huddled around heaters in a single tent on our front lawn. This military-themed party was to raise money to support the work that the Red Cross does. After that cold beginning, the bash moved to the first Friday in June, and the event grew until we had about 3,000 people under huge tents that filled our entire parking lot. As you can imagine, throwing a party for thousands of your closest friends takes a lot of work, and our staff and volunteer needed to focus more on the efforts of the vital work in our community. So after much discussion, we made the difficult decision to make last June our last bash. And we would like to transition this event that really highlights our overall mission that the Red Cross does, helping people prevent, prepare for, and respond to emergencies. I'm pleased to announce that on May 16th, the Western New York Chapter will host our very first Real Heroes Breakfast at Park Country Club in Williamsville. I'm thrilled to announce that our longtime bash sponsor, John Yurchuk and Kalespan Corporation, will continue to be our presenting sponsor for this breakfast. The Real Heroes Breakfast is an opportunity for us to honor everyday heroes in our community, ordinary people who have done something extraordinary to help someone in their time of need. I had the opportunity yesterday to attend our Central New York breakfast in Syracuse, and I can tell you these stories were truly inspirational. I'm so proud to be bringing this event to our Western New York community. You can learn more about our event and nominate a real hero on our website, www.redcross.org/WesternNYRealHeroes. Now we're excited about launching this opportunity that really highlights our community and give the best that we have to offer. But we're also so excited that we have hosted the Bash for the last 20 years. One event that the people of our community has highlighted their calendar for years and years. We know that many people were disappointed to hear that last June was our last Bash. That's why we're so excited that the Red Cross is handing over our central command of the Bash to our partners at Mercy Flight and their president, Mr. Doug Baker, and their team.
Thank you so much. This is kind of special for Mercy Flight. It's Red Cross has done a fantastic job with it for so many years, and for them to entrust and pass the baton to us is pretty special. We're excited because it gives us the exposure to the community that we need so badly. It seems it's 38 years we've been begging the community to keep us alive, and for 38 years they have done so. And it just becomes, as many of you know, it becomes more expensive every year, and nothing ever changes, relatively speaking, for us in terms of income. We operate in a manner in which we're there for everybody, day, night, weekends. The only thing that keeps us down is weather. But we're there for everybody, regardless of insurance, regardless of cost, et cetera. So it's so important that we have the community behind us, and this gives us the road to do so again. Mercy Flight was, I'm the founder, I'm the guilty party, along with many others who have been on the ride with me for 38 years. It's very special. It's very special for us It's very special for the employees, and I think, I like to believe, it's very special for the community. So we are very appreciative of all the support we have, especially what the Red Cross is doing for us now. It's something you can't explain. It's a very emotional situation, and we're very grateful. Fundraising is so crucial, I'll just repeat again, because you have to understand that right now, 99% of the helicopter medevac programs in the United States are for profit. Clear for profit. When we started 38 years ago, 99% were nonprofit. We're one of the only pure nonprofits left in the country. And when I say pure nonprofits, we are pure nonprofit. Maybe too much too. But we're very proud of the fact that we're one of the only ones left in the whole United States. We thank the American Red Cross. We thank the community. We thank the media. The media has been with us through this whole 38 years. They stuck with us, good and bad. And again, I sound like a kid, but we're very grateful. I'm not going to introduce Brian Whitman now to give you the rundown on what's going to happen.
Thank you, Doug. Good morning. So talk a little bit about the event. The guiding principle is to keep the tradition alive. We want to continue with so many of the many great elements that made the bash so great. The Red Cross has done an amazing job in the last 20 years, and our goal is not to change anything. We want to keep it as is and keep the tradition alive. So some of the details are as follows. The date, the same date. We're going to do Friday, June 7th, same date that's been in the past, that same Friday night. The time of it, the bash will start right at 5 o'clock, right after work, and we invite people to come after work, and it will continue on throughout the evening. What's going to be included? It's going to have the same great look and same great feel as past events, a lot of great decor that everyone's come to know and enjoy, and of course, live entertainment with who else but Nerds Gone Wild. They will be returning. Of course, we have to have them back. We're going to have some of the great same food and beverage offerings as before. We'll have many of the same special VIP experiences for our sponsors, and also have select Buffalo restaurants there to provide special food for them. The location, I'm sure a big question, where is it going to take place? And I'm really thrilled to announce a partnership with our dear friends at Riverworks. And as you know, that is the premier party location here in Western New York. And what a better place to have this. And the team over there has been just terrific in embracing this. And they're not just great partners, but good friends. And I'd like to bring up the general manager of Riverworks and Pearl Street, Bill Cassell, and he'll say a few words. Bill?
Thank you, Brian. I also want to thank Mercy Flight and the American Red Cross. We're honored to be standing here in support of such a great nonprofit life-saving entity. We support their mission, and we're very grateful that they are continue saving lives every day. We're happy to assist in making this fundraiser bash bigger and better than ever. This is one of the reasons why we built Riverworks. We're a very large entity. We're able to host and assist with such great events, accommodating thousands of people and eliminating the weather risk. This event will be a multi-level experience this year. We're grateful to be able to add some new elements for the 19 bash goers. Some of the things, bottom level will be for general admission, top level will be for VIP. We're able to include some access to our adventure park components, which we're really excited about this year. Zip lining, ropes course, kayaks. And best of all, we have plenty of parking, and it's included with the ticket, so there'll be no additional fees for parking. So we're happy to offer that. Earl Ketry, the managing partner of Pearl Street Properties, continues to reinvest his profits into this community, into downtown Buffalo. You know, our goal is to expand opportunities for large events like this, and keep creating new jobs and unbelievable tourist attractions that make people proud to live in this town. So our goal is to also assist in promoting this event through all of our other entities and our social media. So I want to thank Brian. When he reached out to me without hesitation, I told him immediately we're going to find a way to make this work. It's such a great event, a great charity. So, you know, we didn't even have to think about it. We settled the details very quickly. So we hope that the public embraces this change of venue and will come out and support this great cause. So thank you very much. Thanks, Brian.
Thank you. Thanks. So another huge thanks to Bill and the team at Riverworks. They really have been fantastic, and what better place to host this than Riverworks. So we're very excited about that. Tickets, we believe this Party with a Purpose will continue to be the hottest ticket in Buffalo. They will go on sale in January. We expect tickets to be priced very similar. They've been in the past, but there'll be more information available on that in January. And finally, we do have one new addition we'd like to announce. Anyone that knows me in this community and knows my company, Dry Creek Group, I always add a touch of magic, and that touch of magic is fireworks. So this year we're really excited to have Matt Shaw and a team of Skylighters that's going to have during the evening. We're going to do a fantastic fireworks show. You'll be a witness from Riverworks, and we think that it'll really put a great touch of magic on the evening, so to speak. So it's going to be an outstanding event. It's going to be a very fun event, and we can't thank the Red Cross again for all their partnership to get us to this point. So that's it for all the details. Now I'd like to open up for any questions and answers. Jay, if you want to come back up, and Kate and Alex maybe, and any questions, we're here to take them for you.
So in past years, we've netted approximately $100,000 on the event. Part of the reason why we're switching the event is because of the expenses that go into doing that. So we're hoping to, for our side, to continue to net that same kind of profit with our Real Heroes Breakfast at a little bit of a lesser expense than what it took for us. And we're also hoping, obviously, that for these guys, they have the same kind of success that we have in the past.
That's correct.
Let me just answer to that, too. I think the biggest important reason that we're here standing with the American Red Cross today is that they're officially passing the baton to Mercy Flight. We wanted to make sure the community is aware that we've been partnering with them since July to make this event happen and make this announcement happen. So it really is not so much where they're going to be benefiting from our event in 2019, but that they're officially passing the baton and believing in Mercy Flight and our mission.
And that's very true. And as Alex said before, we know, as somebody who's been with the Red Cross for over 8 years, we know how much people look forward to this event. And so we're so thrilled that an unbelievable community partner like Mercy Flight and Riverworks and everyone has stepped up to keep this alive.
Any? You know, certainly events are a lot of work, and they take a lot of passion and, you know, hard work, dedication, but we are super confident that this event is going to be not only bringing awareness to us, but also that important fundraising dollar. Obviously, we're a nonprofit mission that saves lives every day, so we certainly will put a lot of work into this, but we feel that the Buffalo community deserves that because this event has been going strong for 15-plus years.
Can I answer it then?
Sure.
Help out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Just to answer that a little bit further, I just recently retired from 30 years at the Walt Disney Company, and I managed led all of the big events for Disney theme parks worldwide, all the big movie premieres, all giant events. So doing an event like this, which I will be leading for Mercy Flight, is right in my wheelhouse, and I've learned a lot from the Red Cross about how they did it, and they did it brilliantly. So we're going to tweak it just a little bit, but you know, we can definitely handle this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.